WCQ, the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is W2MJB. My name is Mark, and my location is Simpsonville. In the interest and promotion of amateur, call nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of emergency, this net will be activated. It's located atop Caesars Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina state line near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet. The repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. All amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Check in by APERS message sent to W4DJW, or you can also check in by Echolink node 54507. Traffic for that, please call W2MJB or net control. Presence or bulletins for that, please call W2MJB or net control. This is W2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I do have one announcement. At the end of last night's net, Robert AA4RM was trying to get a hold of K4DOS. Currently, Fletch, K4YNG, passed away last Friday evening. And there was an email that came out from the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society to the members listing the visitation and the memorial dates and times. Right now, the looks like the obituary, it says, is currently being formulated by the family or composed by the family. So for the safety of the family, I'm not going to give the locations of these. If you are a ham, you probably already know Fletch, and if you're a personal friend, so that you'll know, you probably know where he lives. So just for the safety of the family, I'm not going to give out the location, the address of the visitation, but the memorial will be at the Springwood Cemetery on 410 North Main Street, Greenville, South Carolina. So anyway, just to let you know that Fletch, one of the longstanding members of the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, passed away Friday night in his sleep. And if you choose to contact the family and offer your condolences, please do so they know that we're thinking of the family tonight or this weekend. With that, there are no other announcements that I know of, so we will begin the roll call portion of the net. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RACQ portion. Before calling the individual RF groups, I would like to recognize the early check-in. First, we have W4FCM, Fred, in Traveler's Rest. He brings along his wife, Isla, and 4IEI. We have KO4NUE, Chad, in Campobello, South Carolina. We have KI4LZI, Andy, there in Table Rock. KW4TS, Jim, in Pelzer. K4XMR, Mel, in Prosperity. Mel is a new one for me in my log. Mel coming along and checking in. And finally, we have K4OSH, Pat, in Malden. So appreciate all those coming along, checking in early through the Brewers webpage in the early check-in section. Next, I'd like to give new hams only. Please call W2MJB or net control. There's no new hams tonight, so we'll go ahead and move to the Echolink stations only. Please call W2MJB or net control.
W2MJB, please check in Kilo Golf 4, Whiskey November Papa. Land in via Echolink Liberty, in and out.
Net control, please check in. Kilo, November 4, Romeo, Juliet, November. John, Brown Summit, North Carolina, no comment, no traffic. Give my best to Wendy.
W2MJB, please check in. KN4HTP Wendy from my family reunion up in Sandusky, Ohio. I did catch some fish on Lake Erie, but they were too small to be keepers. So no walleye for me. I'll be negative and negative, honey. Thanks for calling the net.
W2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2 meter net, checking in, recognizing Landon, KG4WNP in Dukesville. And we have John up in Brown Summit, KN4RJN, and Wendy, KN4HTP, there in Sandusky. We appreciate you all checking in. I'm sure that Wendy heard you, said she was on Echolink, so appreciate you checking in tonight, and have a wonderful evening. And Wendy, get back to your family reunion. Don't want to miss your family. Tonight is Monday night, so we will begin with Echo through Hotel on the regular RF check-in. We'll begin with those now. RF check-in, Echo through Hotel. Please call W2MJB or net control.
WP, please check in WB4, Fox, Echo, Echo. Dan over Northern Simpsonville. Good evening to you and everybody on the net, and just check me in and out, pleasure. Hope you have a good week.
W2MJB. Number 4, Hotel Charlie, and 4HHC, Warren and Taylor's negative and negative tonight.
2MJB. Check in, Kilo Charlie 4, Echo, Zulu, November, Harry and Candler, North Carolina, all negative and negative tonight, Mark, thanks.
Please check in, Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Kilo X-ray. That's Patrick up in Penrose, and I'll be negative and negative tonight.
Control, please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, Golf Uniform November. I say again, Kilo Oscar 4, Golf Uniform November. Nelson, negative and negative. I'm in Greenville and route to Spartanburg. Over.
Please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Tango Kilo. Mike in South Charlotte. I'll be negative and negative.
W2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, to recognizing WB4FEE, Dan, in Northern Simpsonville. We have N4HHC, Warren, and Taylor's. KC4EZ, here in Candler, North Carolina. KO4HKX, Patrick, in Penrose. And KO4GUN, Nelson in Greenville, mobile from Spartanburg. So drive safely, Nelson. Stay on the road and keep the tires on the pavement. And lastly, I think we have KO4HTK. I think the name was Charlie, but I didn't. Can you recheck and verify your name and provide your location, please?
You didn't get, he was in Charlotte, North Carolina, W2T relaying.
4HKX, his name was Mike, relay.
Great, I appreciate those relays, gentlemen. Mike in Charlotte, that's KO4HTK. Didn't have him in my log, and so I just needed to verify and appreciate your help on that. Any other check-ins, Echo through Hotel, please call W2MJB or net control. This is W2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Looks like that's it for the Echo through Hotel groups. We'll move to India through Lima. Please call W2MJB or net control.
JB, please check in, Whiskey 4, India Oscar Echo, W4IOE. See it in Fletcher, North Carolina. Good evening to you and Wendy. Good evening to all on the net. No traffic, no comment.
This is W2MJB, control of the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, recognizing W4IOE, Sid, in Fletcher, North Carolina. Thanks for coming along tonight and checking in, Sid. Have a great evening there in NC. Any other check-ins, I through L, please call W2MJB or net control.
Check-in, Kilo 4, Whiskey Echo, K4L, Larry, Phone.
2MJB, that last station that checked in. I got K4, I got an L and an E, but you were real quiet, real low on volume. Didn't get your name and location, and I didn't get most of your calls, so if you can recheck, I would appreciate it.
Echo, K4LWE, Larry in Capon. Negative and negative. Thank you for the recheck.
W2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Checking in and recognizing K4LWE, Larry in Piedmont. Thanks for rechecking, Larry. I heard you better the second time around. I don't have my hearing aids in tonight, so I'm struggling a little bit with those real faint signals. One last try for India through Lima. Please call W2MJB or net control.
JB. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar. And I'm James, and I'm up here on this mountain now in Tuxedo, North Carolina. I'll be negative and negative, saying 73s for each one of you.
2MJB. Hello to Wendy, is she still listening? Please check in. Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot to Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out if you would, please. Hope everyone has a good night. 73.
W2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, recognizing KK4JFO, James, in Tuxedo, North Carolina. Thanks for coming along from North Carolina and checking in with me tonight, James. Next, we have our friend Larry. KK4JBQ in Greer brings along his wife Donna, KC4MFK. Appreciate you checking in tonight, Larry. Wendy is not listening on Echolink right now, but I'll give her your well wishes. Appreciate that. And have a great evening yourself and you and Donna. Looks like that's it for India through Lima, so we'll go ahead and move to the group Mike through Papa. Please call W2MJB or net control.
MJB. Mark, please check in. Kilo 4, Oscar, November, Oscar, Lorena, and my husband, Kilo 4, Delta, Mike, Whiskey, Rick, and our daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike, Oscar, Quebec, Michelle. We're all in Piedmont. I'll be negative and negative.
MJB. Kilo Oscar 4, Oscar Lima, Kilo, Stephen, and Greer. I'll be hitting the road in my RV here in a few days, so I've been mighty busy. I'll be negative and negative tonight.
Bear control. Slow Foxtrot 4. Charlie Kilo Tango, that's KL4CKT. John, and I'm in Honey of Pipe, and I'll just be short time tonight. Good evening, and good evening to everyone on the net.
JB. Great to hear you calling the net again this week. Please check in Kilo 4, Oscar, India, Mike, Walt, and Edmund. I'll stick around for just a minute, right, you.
This is W2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, recognizing KK4ONO, Lorena, there in Piedmont. She brings along her husband, Rick, KK4DMW, and their daughter, Michelle, KM4MOQ. Thank you for checking in tonight, Lorena, and bringing along your family members. Next, we have KO4OLK, Steve in Greer, and KF4CKT, John in Honeypath, and he is in and out short time. Thanks for checking in tonight, John. And lastly, we have our Tuesday night net controller, K4OIM, Walt in Inman. And Walt, I do have you down for a little rag chew at the end of the formal portion of the net. Any other check-ins, Mike through Papa, please call W2MJB or Net Control. W2MJB, Net Control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. That looks like it's the end of the Mike through Papa groups. We'll move to Quebec through Tango. Quebec through Tango, please call W2MJB or Net Control.
W2MJB. Please check in. Whiskey, Uniform 2 Tango. Name is Rusty. I'm mobile from Duncan, headed back to Moore. No traffic, no comments tonight, Mark.
In Alpha Alpha 4 Romeo Mike. That's AA4RM. My name is Robert. I'm in Easley. I'll have a quick announcement if you don't mind, sir. Otherwise, negative, negative.
I'm JB. Whiskey November 4 Sierra. Chris in Lyman. No traffic, not you. Good evening to you and all of that.
If you would, please check in Kilo November 4, Tango Zulu Whiskey. Name is Gabriel. I'm in Hendersonville. No traffic, no comment. Appreciate you calling the net.
2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, recognizing WU2T, Rusty in Warren. He is mobile tonight. Heading back home, and drive safely, Rusty, and make sure you get there safely. Next, we have AA4RM, Robert, and Easley. Robert, I have you down for announcement. Do you want to give it here at the end of this recognition, or do you want to wait toward the end of the net?
I'll go ahead and do it now. Thanks, Mark.
Second, Robert. Next, we have WN4S, Chris in Lyman. And lastly, Gabriel, KN4TZW in Hendersonville. Gabriel, you're a new check-in in my log. Appreciate you coming along tonight and checking in. Have a great evening there in Hendersonville. AA4RM, go ahead with your announcement.
This is Alpha Alpha 4, Romeo Mike. First, I want to say that I appreciate you and Wendy both running such a professional net. Y'all do a great job, keep things moving, and do it in a very professional manner. And, you know, Wendy had the idea to promote Monday night 100 check-ins during the month of July, and that's just 3 weeks off. And we'll start that on Monday night, July 5th. I know that's a holiday, and I'll be calling the net that night, but I'll probably be sharing it with Wendy. And so after you have all your 4th of July goings on the 5th of July, and probably have a day off, make sure you get back home in time to check into the net at 9 o'clock. And every Monday night during July, we're going to try to have 100 check-ins in the net, and we'd like to do that to help memorialize Ray K4SUG in the month that would have been his 92nd birthday. And we do appreciate all he has done, and we appreciate everything that there are a lot of hams, and we just lost a great one in Fletch, and a couple others that we lost this past year. Bob King was one. He wasn't very active on 2 meters, but he was very active in getting this repeater started also with Ray, because he was an engineer at Channel 4 at the time to help get the antenna on the tower, and then we lost him last year. He was a solid key. But anyway, if you're a new ham, new to the area, or just didn't know, K4SUG was very instrumental in getting this repeater on the air back in the 70s and getting the net started. And if you look on our website, bars.cc, follow the club history link. There is a link there to a recording from February of 2011 where Ray actually checked into the net that night and gave an oral history of the repeater. And thanks to KD4DRA for recording that and getting it posted on the website. But anyway, during the month of July, we're trying to get 100 check-ins every Monday night, and we appreciate everybody talking about that and checking in with us. And this is AA4RM. You can list that as my number one announcement for July. Mark, thank you. I'm clear.
For the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Thank you for that announcement, Robert. And we really hope that you and Wendy are able to achieve 100 check-ins. So we'll have to go out and start marketing and knocking on doors, I guess, to make sure people check in. But I'm glad we're getting the news out early. And hopefully y'all will tell those friends of yours who are DXers and don't do too much 2 meter to come along and check in and pay the tribute to Ray Ellison. Let me go back and make sure that I follow up with Quebec through Tango. Quebec through Tango, please call W2MJB or net control.
MJB, check in. KF4QM, Kilowatt Foxtrot 4, Quebec Mike. My name is Eric, I'm in 6 Mile, and I'll be negative and negative. And a most pleasant good evening.
W2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2 meter net, recognizing Eric, KF4QM, and 6 Mile checking in tonight. Eric, looks like I have you in my log with a N at the end too, so appreciate you checking in. I got that corrected in my log, replaced it with the mic there at the end, so. Looks like that's it for Quebec through Tango, so we'll go ahead and move to Uniform through Zulu. Please call W2MJB or net control.
Please check in November 4, Uniform Zulu. Mike, I'm in gray coat. I'll be negative and negative.
Control. 4 Zulu Hotel Foxtrot, Key to Columbus, North Carolina. Just check me in and out, and I'll be listening.
Kilo Charlie 9, Bravo Echo X-ray, Ian in Greenville, and I'll be negative and negative. Thank you.
W2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2 meter net, checking in and recognizing N4UZ, Mike in Great Court. Thanks for checking in tonight, Mike. We have KE4ZHF, Keith in North Carolina. I didn't have a, you were in my log, but I didn't have a city there in North Carolina, Keith. So can you recheck with your actual city, please? I didn't catch it when you sent it tonight.
Keith lives in Columbus, North Carolina.
Relay, I think he must have been on Echolink because there was somebody there and they dropped off immediately. So thank you for that relay on location for Columbus. Next we have KC9BEX, Ian in Greenville. Thanks for checking in tonight, Ian. Any other check-ins, Uniform through Zulu, please call W2MJB or net control. W2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge. Almost messed up there. I'm so used to calling Sunday nights that the large group is the last group, but being Monday night, the last individual group is Alpha through Delta, so let's swing back to the start and get Alpha through Delta. Please call W2MJB or net control.
WD4DYH, Johnny, traveler's rest, no traffic, no round table.
W2MJB. Good evening, Mark. Please check in Whiskey 4, Delta, Juliet, Whiskey, W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
Please check in November 4, Delta, Juliet, Charlie, Jerry and Anderson. No traffic, no comments tonight. Good evening to everyone on the net.
And Kilo Mike 4, Bravo, Lima Hotel, KM4BLH. The name here is Kurt, Charlie Uniform, Romeo Tango. GTH is Greenville. I'll be negative and negative.
JB. Please check in Kilo Bravo 2, Bravo Yankee, Quebec. KB2BYQ, David and Easley. No traffic, no comments. Thanks for calling that tonight, Mark.
MJB. Mark and Wendy, please check in. KI4DOS, Gary. Also, K3JOY. That's my pretty little bride, Joy. We're at home in Easley. No traffic, no chew tonight. Good evening to you, Mark. And tell Miss Wendy we said hello. And all on the net.
JB. Please check in. Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo. That's K4XB. Name is Tommy. I'm located in southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on the net.
H2 meter net. That was a good group of check-ins on Alpha through Delta. First, we have Johnny. That's WD4DYH. They're in Traveler's Rest. Johnny's the president, current president of the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. Till things can get together and they have another vote. Hopefully Johnny will run for another term. Next, we have W4DJW, Dave in Greer, who is our net manager. Next, we have N4DJC, Jerry in Anderson. Thanks for coming along, Jerry, and checking in tonight. We have KM4BLH, Kurt in Greenville. KB2BYQ, David in Easley. We have KI4DOS, Gary in Easley. He is our Wednesday night net control and swap net guru. And he brings along his wife, Joy, K3JOY. Thanks for checking in tonight, Gary, and bringing Joy along. And lastly, we have K4XB, Tommy in Southern Greenville County. That was a real good group of check-ins tonight for Alpha through Delta. Hopefully there's more out there, so we'll call again. Alpha through Delta, please call W2MJB or Net Control.
JB, please check in Kilo 1 Charlie Juliet Whiskey. Roland, we're located in Pickens, and negative, and good evening to all.
W2MJB, Net Control. Hey, Roland, can you come back with your call sign again? I messed it up and I didn't catch it.
Okay, it's Kilo 1 Charlie Juliet Whiskey.
There'll be a number in there. You gave me a Kilowatt Charlie Juliet Whiskey, but left out the number.
I got a call. I'm not very clear with my voice tonight, but it's Kilo 1 Charlie Juliet Whiskey.
Apologize. K1CJW there, Rowan in Pickens. Sorry, Rowan. I was hearing Kilowatt Charlie instead of Kilowatt 1. Shows that my hearing is not very good. And I'm not used to having the one in a call sign. So I'm used to the threes and fours, but not the one. So apologize for that. And thanks for checking in and with your patience, or for your patience with me. Any other check-ins, one more time, Alpha through Delta, please call W2MJB or Net Control. W2MJB, Net Control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Looks like that's it for this individual group, so we'll move and open it up to the large group. Alpha through Zulu. Alpha through Zulu, please call W2MJB or Net Control.
MJB, please check in and out. Kilo Oscar 4, Echo Yankee Victor. That's KO4EYV. I'm David, I'm Global, and Joanna. 73 to you and everyone on the net.
JB, Net Control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, recognizing KO4EYV, David, in mobile in, I was going to say in Whitmire, but you're mobile in Joanna. So thanks for checking in mobile tonight, David. You came through clear, and so you're mobile and in the right spot. Stay safe and ride home safely. So have a wonderful evening. Any other check-ins, Alpha through Zulu, please call W2MJB or Net Control. W2MJB, Net Control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Looks like we've exhausted the RF check-ins currently, so we'll go ahead and secure the formal portion of the net with my thanks for everyone, to everyone for checking in. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the RAC 2 portion of the net with periodic stops for check-ins between RAC 2s. Walt, K4OIM, you're on the docket for a little rag chew. What's on your mind tonight?
MJB, K4OIM. Yeah, man, hearing Wendy and where she's at brought back memories.
back about 11 years ago, this company out of Ohio came down and bought the company I was working for out. And I was the first man they hired. They hired me as the grading foreman. We were going to widen Highway 72 all the way from Clinton down to the bridge at Lake Greenwood. And they brought several of their own people down. And the superintendent, right at the bridge down there, there was a bar. So every evening when we all got off of work, everybody went to the bar to drink a few beers. And the only way he had to go was the company truck with E.S. Wagner wrote on the doors. And the week of the 4th came up, he said, "Walt, what are you doing the next week?" We were off that week. And I said, "Well, man, I think I'm going to fish." He said, "I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll show you the best time you ever had in your life. If you will drive me to Sandusky, Ohio." I didn't know where that was at, but we knocked off of work at 12 o'clock that Friday. Went home and grabbed some clothes. Next thing I knew, the next day about 12 o'clock, I was on Lake Erie. And we stayed up there the whole week of the 4th. And he told me, he said, "Let's go down. I'm going to take you to town and show you the bar." We didn't get about two blocks away from his house. And there was a big party going on, a block party. We stopped there, partied and partied and partied, left there, went about another block or two, and there was another block party. We never did make it to the bar, but they always called me Hillbilly. They loved the way I talked up there. But when it come time to leave, to come back to South Carolina, he said, "I'm going to show you some what you might call hillbillies." And we came back down through he got his Durango and I followed him back down through Pennsylvania through the Amish country. I could not believe the way them people still live up there.
A region and area when you get there and see how the people live, you know, it is kind of a culture shock sometimes. I know when I was a teenager, my stepdad was from Kinston, North Carolina, and we went back to, we were in actually North Wilkesboro, North Carolina. I was probably about 15 years old, and this was back when, you know, smoking was opening everywhere. And we were standing there, I think, in kind of like a Shopko or something. And a woman came up to us, and we were from out west. And so, you know, the southern drawl that is down here, you know, we'd never really heard it. Well, I'd never really heard it. A woman came up to us and asked us for a match for her cigarette. And we had no idea what she was saying. She said it like two or three times, and finally she had to mime it with her hand. And it's like, "Oh, no, sorry, you know, one, we were underage, so we couldn't smoke anyway if we'd wanted to, legally anyway. But, yeah, we couldn't understand a word she said." But, you know, it's nice being down here in the South, even though people, you know, some people talk a little differently than they do up north. The culture down here is great. It's slower. It's more genteel in a lot of ways, and people aren't in so much of a rush to get where they want to go. However, I guess being from out of North Carolina, I kind of refer to a lot of the Yankees that come down here as carpetbaggers because, you know, even though this is the South, there's a lot of people moving in here from all over the place.
You're talking about Wilkesboro. The first time
I met Richard Petty. Was at the North Wilkesboro racetrack. Did you ever go to it?
No, didn't go to it. My stepdad's brother lived there, kind of going out of North Wilkesboro on the highway that you'd go on to go between North Wilkesboro and Winston-Salem. So I think we were on the eastern side of it. But we pretty much just kind of hung around the house there, and then my cousin had a couple horses, and so we'd go ride the old logging trails or moonshine roads up there behind their house at the time, more moonshine than logging, but didn't get around to the town very much other than just staying around his house.
People up there, I couldn't believe that they were, and probably will be to the end of eternity, in horse and buggy days. They did finally make them put that triangular caution thing on the back of their buggies, but I couldn't believe they had ruts in the roads up there from the wheels on the buggies. And them out there plowing with mules, I mean, that was like going back 100 years, Mark.
Before moving down here to South Carolina, I lived in Kokomo, Indiana. And there were a few Amish Mennonite people there in that area. And one of the guys I worked for, his neighbor was actually an Amish. And he was a cabinet maker. And they had their, they had their modern barn that they worked in. I guess it was really kind of like a pole barn. And they had the, the Powermatic saws in there, all the what we would consider modern day, modern conveniences as far as woodworking for making cabinets. However, on every one of those, they had a hydrostatic motor, I guess a hydrostat on there, and outside of the building, for their governing beliefs, they had a gas-powered hydraulic or a gas-powered engine that powered a hydraulic pump, and it then fed the hydraulics, the hydrostat of every one of their woodworking pieces of equipment. And talk about quiet. You go in there, you flip the saw on, and all you hear is the whine of the saw blade. You don't hear the whine of the motor. The whistle, it was actually fairly quiet, but it was really interesting to see that, how they had taken the modern conveniences and converted those into tools and systems that they could use within their religious belief structure.
There's an Amish furniture store up here in Landrum, and my brother went up there and bought one of the Amish heaters. Yeah, I told my brother, I said, the Amish people don't have electricity. There's no way they made an Amish heater. That thing didn't last one winter, and it quit working. And he brought it to me and said, well, see if you can figure out what's wrong with this heater. I went to taking it out of the cabinet, and in the back of it, it said, made in Japan, Mark.
Well, apparently Amish heaters are all made in Japan. But speaking of Sandusky, I think the only time I was in Sandusky, Ohio, was when my son and I went up there to go to Cedar Point. So you didn't make it to the bar, and you didn't make it to Cedar Point to ride the roller coasters up there. You just went from party to party there in the town. I imagine it was pretty fun.
Took me to Cedar Point. Yeah. I never was so sick in all my life after getting off of that roller coaster.
Yeah. I went up there, and I kind of got sick on some of them, too. Of course, I was, I think I was in my 40s when I went up there with my son, and he was probably 10 or 11, something like that. And he did okay.
But yeah, it was hard to believe, you know, when I was riding roller coasters, had a blast, you know, take a beating, didn't notice it. I went up there and rode one of those roller coasters up there, the wooden ones, and it beat me to death. My neck was snapped back and jumbled around, and by the time I got off of that, I didn't want to get back on it.
In my 50s, when I took Matt up there, and I was more worried about getting seasick on the way out to Cedars Point. Most people around here have never heard of it, but it's out there on that island out there, and it's like an ocean to me. Lake Erie is, you can't see from shore to shore.
They have a boat that took you out there, or were you driving on the causeway?
We got out.
When we went up there, they actually have a causeway road, so they must have filled it in so that people could actually drive out there versus taking a boat. So hopefully you didn't get seasick.
In the Navy, I have never been seasick. They tell me I went deep sea fishing one time with my boss man down at Merle's Inlet, and he said, "Walt, do not eat breakfast. Do not eat breakfast." But boy, when we got there and bought our tickets, I smelt that ham and eggs cooking. I went in there and eat a big breakfast. Bill eat it and eat nothing, and I know we didn't get 2 miles off the shoreline, and he is hanging over the side of the boat throwing up. But I've never been seasick.
That's good. So you just got motion sick on the roller coaster then?
Oh, yeah. I used to get motion sick. That's when I was a kid. I'd get sick riding in the car, and but I don't do that no more. But I don't ride roller coasters more anyway.
Yeah, those... the new ones, the metal ones with the metal rails, they're pretty smooth. But those old wooden ones, I'll never ride on another one of those. I just felt like I'd been beat to death by the time I got off of it.
I now took my grandson to Myrtle Beach back in the end of April for his 5th birthday. And they still got those swamp fox running down there. It's an old wooden coaster, but me with my neck injuries and all, I ain't about to get on another roller coaster. I don't care how smooth it is.
You don't want to mess up a neck. If it's been messed up, you got to take care of it because it's the only thing you've got. But hang on for a minute, Walt. Let me take a break here and see if there's any other check-ins. This W2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Any check-ins, Alpha through Zulu, please call W2MJB or net control. K4OIM, W2MJB, it looks like we've exhausted the RF check-in. So anything else on your mind tonight?
Really, I got to get up here and take my medication. I've got to go have a... upper GI and a colonoscopy done at the same time Saturday. And I had several of the upper GIs done, but they always put me asleep. And I guess they will for this, but I've never had a colonoscopy, and I'm not looking forward to it, Mark. W2MJB, K4OIM. I'll be clear on your final mark. I'll let you go ahead and send your net report.
Walt, at least you'll be asleep for both of them. You just got to empty the system with those laxatives, and when you wake up, you won't know that anything happened. So, fortunately, you'll be asleep for both of them. This is W2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Have I missed anyone for comments or check-ins? Please call W2MJB or net control. This W2MJB, for all of those who are still listening,
The net report, let me see, just a minute. K4OIM, a Walt, who I've just been ragged chewing with, will be calling the net tomorrow night. Please come along and check in with him. I'm sure he would appreciate it. The net report will be submitted electronically. I'll break here for a minute to fill that in, and you should hear it momentarily. W2MJB now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net with our thanks for checking in. We will return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 7-3 and good night to everyone.